Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be blessed, Lord, tonight. Amen. For the opportunity to be before you
Amen. We thank God. Welcome to all the Blog Talk Radio tonight, and we thank God for this program. Amen. Eagles of Flight Hour, when Apostle Marcus Dupree, we thank God for Prophet Salim Dupree. As we get ready to go into the Word tonight, we thank God for once again for you being here. We thank God for what he's about to do in this hour and what he's about to do in your life as well. We come with a word of change. We come with a word from the Lord. We come with a word of hope, expectation, whatever you need from God. We thank God for the word to do exactly what it was set out to do. Let us pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you as we come before your presence tonight. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for even the heart, even the will to even receive your word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking to your great people tonight. Thank you, Lord God, as I yield myself to you, surrender myself, Lord God, open myself to your spirit, Lord God. Do what you desire to do. Touch, Lord God, seal and deliver, Lord, each and every one in Jesus' name, Lord God. Wherever they are, Lord, you are there too. And so, Lord, we thank you right now for this moment. We thank you for this time. And thank you for the season that we're in now. We embrace, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God. Thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But every tongue that rises against us in judgment, Lord God, we condemn now in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this change tonight. We thank you for the move of your spirit, Lord God. Do what you desire to do, Lord God, that we shall truly receive and walk in that which you called us to in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you right now for the invocation, the manifestation, the change now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for this moment that we're embracing, and we thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the newness and the refreshing that comes only from your spirit, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the change now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Thank you for the move right now. Even as we speak, we pull on your presence tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the change happening now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your love, and your compassion for one another, for even though your love has lifted us, your love has commanded us, your love has moved us, your love is keeping us in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you right now for tonight. What you're doing in this hour and time, that we should truly embrace your presence, Lord God, and have your results. Lord God, your word, Lord God, is your power, and your power and your word. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move by your spirit tonight, Lord God, as we put a demand on your anointing, Lord God. Thank you for a mighty release tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because we are determined to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so, Lord, thank you right now for this time, this hour, and even for the heart, you know, that you've given to us, Lord God, to hear and receive your word tonight. As we come in the spirit of submission, we fully submit to your word. And, Lord God, we thank you as we have your results, because you've given to us exactly what you desire for us to have. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you all honor and glory. In your son Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God once again for you all being on tonight, and we thank God for what his word is going to bring forth. And we ask you to turn with us in the word of God tonight to Isaiah 43. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 43 is where we're going to start at tonight, and we're going to get ready to get to the word. And I want to remind you, if anyone have any questions, prayer requests, any different time, just press the number one, and you put you in a host queue, and you can come forth, amen, right where you are. Amen. Amen. Once again, Isaiah 43, starting at verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King, thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea in a path in the mighty waters, which bring forth the chariot and the horse, the army power. They shall lie down together. They shall rise. They shall not rise. They are extinct, and they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Amen. And I'm going to stop there. And then we're going to go to... let me do this. Yes. And I'll go to Isaiah 55. Amen. Isaiah 55. And we will start at verse 8. Well, let me start at verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. So we thank God for the word tonight. Your new beginning now. Your new beginning now. Amen. Your new beginning now. Well, we could definitely look and see that and know that we're in our 12th month of the year. And the number 12 represents the establishment of the government. This is not, see, the thing is, we focus a lot of times on the beginning of a new year for the calendar, the Marian calendar. We look at January as starting to begin the new year. But really, as we stroll back and look now at the 12th month, of this year, should, you know, we look at this time as very important, not just because it's the ending, but it also is the beginning of change. So in this case, where we are now, your new beginning now, see, it starts from the time that you make up your mind and even the decision. And right now, we're in the 12th month, so this lets us know right now is the good time that things are established. Even though, and key point here is, even though it may not look like, even though when you look at your calendar, it's still saying 2017. Even though you may be looking at your bills, you may look at what you have before you, you may even look at certain situations, it may still look like that old thing that was plaguing you throughout the year. But you have to know within your heart of hearts and know this is your new year now. This is your new beginning now. Matthew 11 and 12 says, the kingdom survive and the violent take it by force. See, we have to understand we cannot be passively aggressive or just allow things just to happen the way it want to happen in our lives and expect to have the victory. We must understand and know that the enemy is going to come at us, saved or not, connected to God or not. He's going to try it. He's going to come at it. He's going to send his attack. He's going to try you and see where you are and see how you handle. If you handle, or you're going to run. Are you going to be in fear or are you going to be in faith? He's going to try you out where you are. And so because he's going to try you out where you are, you got to have your mind made up to not to lose. Remember the word relentless. And relentlessness, I should say. We have to understand if we're going to have success in the things of God, we cannot just passively do it. It's not going to be just an easy ride. It's not going to be a fairy tale thing. All was happily ever after. I'm sorry, that book has ended. This is a real life, real situation, real fight. See, we have to understand that if they have anything in God, it's going to have to be worth going through for. To have anything good in God is going to be worth going through for, because you're going to go through some things. You know, and no matter who you are, you could be a superhero, you could be someone who's a big zero. No matter who you are, you're going to go through changes. You're going to get tried. You're going to be tested. The word will have to be your meat. Your source of strength, energy, everything that you need is going to come through God. We have to be determined to win. So as we come into this place, I want you to grab hold, understand, and know that you're going to be challenged. And it's okay. It's all right. You know, sometimes we have a time because you know, and sometimes it's the timing of things or just the fact that we're being challenged, but we have to understand. We have to understand that we're going to be challenged. It is God's will for us to be challenged. It's not the devil just because we're challenged. And being challenged, God needs to see, need us to see where we are. In the challenging, we have to be proven. See, we won't know where we stand unless we know where we can stand. We won't know that. And then sometimes God will let some things happen so we can see where we're really standing. See, we can think that we're up to a place. We can think we can take this much or that much and do this and do that. But until we actually embrace that moment or actually go through that moment in time, we won't really know. It's just we're guessing or speculating until we actually go through it, then we see where we are in it. All right, so as we look at Isaiah 43, let's go there first, amen. And so here we see, hold that thought 1 second. Okay, all right. Thank you for your patience. Okay, so as I was saying, so Isaiah 43, and we're coming to this place here now, and we have to understand the change that needs to happen in us. And, you know, we have to change some things. And now, when we talk about a new beginning now, we're talking about the fact that where you were a few hours ago, or
where you was yesterday is a new place today. You know, just for the fact of what we have to embrace right now, we have to understand it has to be a shift. If we're going to get or do what God has called us to do, really to walk in that place with God, there's going to have to be a shift and we have to embrace change. Now, some people, change is uncomfortable because it's change. Some people just don't want to change when they're used to a certain way things are going. They don't want that to be changed or interrupted. And change is, well, let me say what it is. Change is interruption for a lot of people. And they don't want to be interrupted in what they're used to. So let me say this. But if we're going to experience some greater things or any new things in God, there has to be change. We can't get to what God wants us to get to if we're not willing to change. And we have to understand because of the process of change that's taking place in our lives or the process of becoming in our lives, we're gonna experience changes. And sometimes some changes are more comfortable than others. Some just downright not comfortable at all. And some just, you know, there's some change I've recently experienced over the last 2-3 months that's just really uncomfortable. I just don't like it. But at the same thing, same point, there's a process I have to endure, or I have to understand and embrace this process for 3 years. So the fact of the matter is, when it comes to some changes, it is necessary for you to get to where you got to go to. And so the sooner we kind of accept it for what it is, and then we can move on. Now, when I say accept it, doesn't mean that you just lay down and just let the devil have his way. But when we say it is, there's a difference between truth and fact. Facts are okay. Is the obvious? Is realities? Is stuff that's basically can be confirmed or documented on paperwork or in statement. It can be what it is. It's an accurate statement of what's really going on. Okay. That's your facts. But the truth is your expectation. Even though that may be the fact, but what is your expectation? Where are you going in this matter? Are you going to just accept the facts for what it is, or are you going to stretch and allow change to happen so you can get to where God wants you to be? So when it comes to the truth of the Word of God, this we have to understand, some things won't change until we put the Word on it. Some things won't change until you change. Some things won't change until you accept change, and so it can be change. In this case, it matters, no matter what it looks like right now, until we accept truth over the fact, some things won't change. Okay, I'm saying this. Your bank account today may not look too good. And that's a fact. That may be a fact. But we begin to speak the word over it and you begin to do some things differently by applying some different things, you know, by more proper money management or watching what you're doing or analyzing why your bank account doesn't look like what it is or what it looks like, why it's not looking like the way you want it to look like. See, until we start to make some true changes, we won't have change. It's up to us to not only just look and see the problem, but what are we going to do to bring the solution? And we often hear say, "Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution." So as we look here and see, here it is. You go straight on to it. We have verse 15, but we're going to skip down a little bit and we'll get down straight onto the main part of it. It goes verse 18. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, nor neither consider the things of old." Okay, here it's very important for us to remember. Any time that we're going forward, we can't be caught looking backwards. So many of us have made some different changes, and we're going through some different challenges in 2017. And guess what? We all have been there. We've made some mistakes. We all have done that. We've done some things that we're like, you know, I wish I wouldn't have done. Okay, we've had those moments. Now, forget it. We have to learn to forget almost as easy as it is for us to remember. And that can be a hard thing sometimes because, you know, we so often we go through these challenges and changes, and we know of the things that we did. We know that we didn't make the best decision. And sometimes the hard thing to do is forgive ourselves. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Because sometimes it's hard for us to put aside what we have done or we've seen to happen or allowed to happen. And the reality of it is, you know, sometimes we can disappoint ourselves. We probably expect ourselves to do better, and sometimes we didn't do or didn't come through the way we expect ourselves to come through. Or we didn't do as good as we thought we was going to do. We probably froze up, or we didn't make a decision in the end when we were supposed to make a good, strong decision. We bailed out. We didn't do what we ought to do. So we didn't have the results that we were supposed to have. Let's go real quickly. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not as though I have already attained, not either have either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, count not myself as apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Sometimes that could be the hardest thing to do. Now, we know the memory of something is going to be there, but hold yourselves captive to a decision that you made, or keep yourself in the penalty box because you made a decision or you didn't do a certain thing. Sometimes it's a harder thing for us to do or not do. You know, we can make a decision and we kick ourselves for the next 2-3 years for making that decision, because every time we see the results, okay, for instance, there are certain situations that some of us have been, we may have made a financial situation, or made a financial decision that was probably not the best. For instance, you may have bought a vehicle, and, you know, you probably didn't buy it the best time, but you thought you were good, but you bought it, and now you realize, man, I shouldn't have bought that car. So every time you see that car, or every time you see and look out your window into the driveway, you get mad at yourself because you keep thinking about what you did with that money, or you bought that vehicle that you probably shouldn't have bought. And sometimes the hardest thing to do is forget that and get past that. So we have to find a way, how can I not live in this place of regret? How can I not stop dealing? How can I stop looking at this thing with disgust and despise because of the decision that I made? Well, first thing we have to do, accept it. Accept the fact that you made a decision that you probably made out of season or out of timing, or just was not the will of God. Accept it. Okay. So once you can accept your decision, now you can move past the decision. And if some things, you know, sometimes we have to make ourselves move past it. Because sometimes, I'm talking to somebody tonight, because sometimes we keep penalizing ourselves for something that we already did. It is not fair to you because you stop living after a while. After not being able to forgive yourself, you stop living. You find yourself just living in that place of regret. And living in regret is not living. You're actually suffocating yourself daily with the same old thing and not moving forward. You're not living, you're just existing. It's like a person who's in a coma. They're alive, but they're existing, but they're not living. You know, they're just really moving forward in life. And some of us are like that in our natural life, and some of us are like that in our spiritual life. We're in the coma, and we need to wake up and realize, okay, you made the decision, it was a mistake, bad move, okay. Guess what? Life is not over. sees as forgetting those things which are behind. And I catch this. 1 second. He says, forgetting the things which are behind. Forgetting the things which are behind. And reaching forth for those things which are before. Or one says, my dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. So he goes on to say, of course, once again, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. See, we can't reach forward to the things that's ahead if we're looking backwards. It's because we're going to miss the mark. You can't properly reach forward looking backwards. And we have to understand that this is a season time. In order for you to really embrace your new beginning now, you have to accept the fact of the decisions you've made already and begin to move forward. Reach forward. There's nothing you can do what's already done. Can't redo it again. So now let's go forth. But now, because if we don't change, if we don't reach forth to something different, something new, or to pursue something different, we will find ourselves repeating history again. See, if we don't change, we will find ourselves in the cycle of disappointment, cycle of defeat, cycle of bad decisions, one bad decision after another. Why? Because we didn't take time to break free from the first thing. See, if we don't come to a place of liberty and freedom where we are now, we cannot go forward properly the way we need to go. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that, for helping us. So, Lord, thank you for helping us to break forth from our past so we can enter into our future. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, there's a thing called double jeopardy. The courses may have called double jeopardy. When you cannot be tried twice for the same crime. Now I want you to repeat this after me. Lord, forgive me of my own double jeopardy. I have charged myself again and again for the same crime, and it's just illegal. I can't do that. I shouldn't be doing that. So you made a bad decision. Okay, who hasn't? Forgive yourself. Lord, I forgive me. I forgive me for some bad decisions I made. I was not thinking clearly. Lord, forgive me. Now, since I'm forgiven, guess what? I can go forward now. And see the next, because see, understand, the enemy, he's the accuser of the brethren. So he's going to keep trying to bring to your remembrance the things of old. And if we are not in a good place with it, you know what happens? He keeps bringing us back. He trips us up. You know, he can say, look at this. You call yourself a man of God. All of a sudden, you're doing good. You're making strides in God, spending time with God, doing good. All of a sudden, you remember this thing? You remember you did that? And if you have not properly disconnected yourself to certain things you did or did not do, whatever the case may be, if you didn't really properly disconnect, you know what happens? It throws you back. And so the strive that you have, the motivation you had going forward, you look at it, oh, well, man, I messed up. Okay, you did, but guess what? God has forgiven you, but why haven't you forgiven you? Why are you allowing the enemy to use this thing against you? Remember, when God forgives you. He is not like man. Man can forgive you right now and then take it back up later and remind you about it all over again. But when God forgives you, he throws into the sea of forgetfulness. He's letting you free. He's over that. He don't go back to that. So, Lord, thank you for healing us and forgiving us from our wrongs, our past, even those unwise seeds we have sown. Thank you for forgiving us and help us to uproot those things and let it go. And forgive ourselves in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We cannot probably go forward any other way. So, okay, let's go back. Amen. Let's go a little further. He goes on to say, uh, Okay, so he says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So we have to, in order for us to actively go forward, we have to do what we call reach it. We have to reach. We have to stretch out beyond ourselves. We have to break our composure. Okay, listen to this. We have to break our former composure and reach out. So that means we have to change our composure. See, you can stand still. You can be standing up straight and thinking, okay, I'm going forward. Well, you can say you're going forward, but until you break that old posture and reach out, you know, begin to lunge out, begin to stretch and move forward, things won't happen. Change won't come until you change your position. So I can say, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm going to do a new thing, but you still stay in that same composure. You haven't changed anything. You haven't moved. You haven't pursued and done anything. So now we're talking, but we're not doing. So when we talk about embracing this new beginning, we definitely have to talk about, and not only talk about, but we have to do some new things. So now when we talk about doing our new things, let's begin to think about this. We have to change the things about our surrounding, those who are connected to us. We have to look at, where does our connections have us now? Are these people worth having into our lives? Are they really contributing, or are they taken away from our lives? Look at those things. Look at these things, real matters of the heart, real talk. Because some people may be good, but they may not be good for you in the future that God has for you. There may be some good people, but then for what they want in you and in life in God, may not match with you. So they could actually work against you. All right. The number, if anyone need to have any question, prayer, request, the number is, the call is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the cue box to speak. Okay, so he says, forget those things which are before me. He says, verse 14 says, I press toward the mark. What are we aiming for? Are we really aiming for that thing that's going to help us to be set free? Are we really stretching out before God for real? Or are we just talking a good talk, but we're not walking anything? See, it's very easy to say what we want to do or what we could do. But until we actually reach out, until we actually stretch forth, until we actually change our posture and really go forth in the things of God, that we can really see the results that God wants us to have. See, true change won't happen until we change. We can talk change. We can sing change. We can think change, but until we move, until our posture change, then we can't, then we won't see the results of what we need to see. Breaking out of the norm, amen, we have to break those old cycles. See, Father, thank you for helping us to break old cycles, that we can now put in new habits that will cause us to prosper in you. Thank you, Lord, for breaking those old cycles. Amen. See, these are very important things. When we talk about breaking these cycles and changes, when we want to really see what God has for us, we have to make some active moves that's going to activate. Glory to God. I'm out. Thank you, Lord. See, when we make the right active move, it activates what we've been saying. My God. Thank you, Jesus. See, we can talk change, but until we change our posture and begin to activate by action, action will activate what you've been saying. See, when you put action to what you've been saying, you will cause now activation to take place and manifestation will come forth. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So these things are necessary for us to have the true change that we're expecting to have from God. It says, okay, go forth. He says, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So you see, there's a calling that we have the answer to. There's a calling to God that he's released, amen. So we thank God for that change, amen. It's time to re-embrace that change and let it be what it is, what God has called us to. Okay, so back to Isaiah 43, and we see here, and he goes forth in verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. He will do something new. Amen. Change for some people are not comfortable. It's not good, but change is necessary. And, you know, this is the other thing, too. Even though it does not look like it's in your favor, grab just by your spirit. Even though it may not look like it's in your favor, you could have just lost a car. And you'd be like, I don't understand this, God. This doesn't make no sense to me. You know where I am right now. Even though it may not look like the thing that you would call, that you would love to have, or your opportune moment, it may not look like that. But the thing is, all things work together for the good for them are in the Lord, that they're called in the Lord, and who are in the Lord, and are called according to his purpose. See, just because it may not look good at this moment, it may not even make sense, to be honest. It may look like you just did the worst thing in the world, but you don't know how it's going to work out on the other side. See, you may be crying today, but not giving your testimony tomorrow of how God moved. Just like that. We just don't know until we see things from a right perspective. So remember, the number to call for those who may desire, have questions, or have prayer requests, the number 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. All right. So he said, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. It's going to move. It's going to spring forth. When something springs forth, it's active. It's going to be activated, and it's going to move in your life. That's what we're here tonight for. Father, thank you for divine activation and the manifestation that you have promised, you have set us up for. That is now our time to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we continue to go forward, we're going to see some things happen, but we have to stay in position. We have to stay aligned. We have to stay connected to God. Amen. It is necessary for the connection. He says, spring forth, shall you not know it? See, sometimes if we're caught looking at the past, if we're caught looking at what we just came through, if we're so caught up on the thing that we just came out of, or matter of fact, we still may be currently in it by the physical presence or our physical stature at the moment, even though we are just, you know, we're seeing it from one perspective right here, right now, that doesn't mean that God ain't moving. That doesn't mean that God's not finished. It does not mean that this is going to be the final place or final state of it. Something that may look like it's dying right now is not, it may not be over yet. God may be setting something up for a resurrection. He may be setting something up for a new beginning, a new start. Or he may be setting you up. You never know. See, even though you may be having this moment right now, that's not to say it's going to end like that. Or it's going to be the final answer. See, I'm sure as they were taking Jesus' body and burying him, it looked like the end. It just because he was gone. But 3 days later, it all changed, shifted to where he returned. He woke up with all power in heaven and earth given to him. He overcame death and lived. There was a resurrection. So even though some of the things you're facing right now may look like it's not going anywhere, it may feel like, Lord, this must be the last straw, last dance. Don't be so quick to cast away your confidence. Don't be so quick to have the cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Hold fast to your profession. Fight the good fight of faith. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. See, you have to live off this word. This is the time and season that we need to slow it down and get more word impacted inside of us. Because when you come through these hard patches in your season, you need the word to sustain you and keep you going forward. If we don't have the word, then we won't have God's progress. We won't have his results. Amen. So we shall, you know, is it this new thing, shall we not know it? Are we going to miss it because we're looking backwards? Are we going to miss it because we're looking down? Are we going to miss it because we're not listening? Are we going to miss it because it's not what we want to be when we want to be? Sometimes things are a process to take place. And some process is going to take some time. We can, listen, the Word of God tells us plain, as long as the earth remains, as long as this earth is in existence, there should be seed, the fact of the seed, time, the germination time, the growing, the processing time, the processing window, the series of events that take place. Amen. There's a process of time that has to take place for us to have the results that we're looking for. In order for us to have the results of the cake, we have to apply the ingredients. As we apply the ingredients, we're working on making the cake. We won't have the end until we start from the beginning. Thank you, Jesus. We have to start from the beginning in order for us to see the end. And the beginning may not look like what the end is going to look like. It may not feel like what it's going to feel. And that's okay. It's a process. As you continue to stay faithful in this process, you will see the hand of God move in your life. Amen. So, amen. So, as we continue, he says, shall you not know it? So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. I believe and I receive that we shall know it. We shall not miss our moment. We shall not miss our time. We shall know. We shall grab hold of it in our spirit. Thank you, Lord God. We will not miss it. You will not miss your divine appointment. My God. That's for some of you right now on this line. You shall not miss your divine appointment. You shall be right on time in order for you to walk in your season. You're right on time. Amen. So we thank God for helping us to catch that moment, to understand and know that he's doing it, and we won't let go. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. You sure you don't know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. I'll make a pathway in the wilderness. See, you're used to, see, this is the thing, which you're on the track of, and the catch is by the Spirit. He says, the NLT version says that, NLT version says, do you not see it? He says, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. So what you got to understand this. When you get into a place where you don't understand what's going on, is uncharted, it does not make sense, remember this. When he's called you or set you up to be a pioneer, that means he's going to see some an uncharted area. There may not be a pathway through this thing yet because, you know, what he's taking you through is fit for you to go through. So you have to go through what you got to go through in order for you to have what you need to have. So God may use you to be that pioneer to go into a new place that he's showing you. Amen. See, you may not understand because it's something you've never been through before. That's why don't give up. Stand your ground. Hold on to your confession of faith. Hold on to the promises of God. Promises of God, yay, amen. You got to hold on. See, we can't be so quick to give up in the midst of it because we need to see what it's going to be. And if we know our God, now listen to this. If we know our God the way we say we do, and if we trust our God the way we say we do, and we hear from God the way we say we do, then we ought not faint or lose heart. The Bible in Luke 18:1 says, I wish all men pray
All men shall pray, good thing you shall always pray, not faint. So if we're fainting, we're not praying. Well, that's going to be the other part there, but the fact of the matter is we have to make sure that we do everything on our part to get us in position with God. Amen. Oh, gosh, time is running out. Oh, amen. We go forth, amen, verse 19. So that I will make a path, make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now think about it. Rivers in the desert, and by nature, in the desert, there's no water. So if God is going to do this thing, he's doing some things supernaturally. See, you got to understand, when it doesn't make sense in the natural, look in the spirit. When it doesn't sound good in the natural, look in the spirit. And by looking in the spirit, we're seeing exactly what God will show us exactly what he's trying to do or what he's going to do. Or the fact of the matter is, it may not look like what we want to look like, what we want to see right now. But we have to know, without a shadow of a doubt, God is still in the business. He's still working it. He's still causing some things to happen bigger than what we can see right now. Just because it doesn't make sense to your natural mind does not mean it doesn't make sense to God. Come on now. See, just because your natural mind is having a fit with this because it doesn't make natural sense, why I have to go through this? Why I have to go through that? It doesn't make sense. It's frustrating. You feel it giving up. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's coming to you in Chinese and you still struggle with English. It's okay. We have to embrace that and see what it is. Face the fact that you don't understand it. You don't understand, it doesn't make sense. But Lord, because I don't understand it, I choose to trust you. This is where you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. This is the power of the relationship. We have to understand the relationship of God gives us power, but there's no natural answer. The relationship gives us power when there's no natural answer. And the authority. He said, rivers in the desert. And the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls. Because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. You are his chosen. We are his chosen. He will cause rivers in the desert because he wants us to have a result and know the results. To have the results that he wants to have. See, if he didn't care, if he didn't want to have the results, then he wouldn't provide it. He does. So even when it looks like it's not in our favor, even when it sounds like it's not in our favor, you got to know, I got to know, we have to trust our Lord. We have to trust our God to know that God loves us too much to just leave us hanging. This is trust 101. We have to know that God always does things in our best interests. Even though it looks like a disadvantage, somehow, some way, this will work out for my advantage or work out for my good. It's going to take that kind of faith for us to see through the eyes of faith. We have to get away from our natural eyes. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. So if we trust him with all our hearts, as we say we do, as we lean on him, he will come through. So as we look at God, as we see him for what he's about to do, we have to trust knowing that no matter what happens, it's going to work out for our good. He's seen us through. There's a plan, even if it looks like none. So in other words, we can't be caught up in the plot of what the enemy wants us to see or maybe even think. But we have to know that God has a plan
that he has it in motion. Even though it may not be fully revealed, God is not finished yet. It's not finished yet. Your new beginning now. See, embrace your moment now. Begin to see, observe where you are now. Where do you want to be now? What do you want God to do now? And whatever God, and talk with God, have this conversation. What is it that I need to do now in order for me to be in that place with you that I want to be, or what I need to do? So, because make sure, because some things, see, everyone in our life was not sent. Some people came into life because they went and chose to connect themselves to you. Everyone is not a divine connection from God. Everything that happens is not. But we have to be able to rightly discern the truth for what it is. Be able to accept it. Okay, you didn't make a good decision. You know? So don't worry about it. Just allow God to do what he has to do. Don't be in, and this is nothing to shed your fear of it. There's some different fears that some of us are harboring. I'm going to bring to this one verse here, and then we're going to, I'm going to close it out right there. Job 3:25. Not part of my notes, but we'll pick up from here another time. Job 3:25. Okay, it says, Job 3:25 says, "What I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come." Okay, that was the NLT version. In King James Version says, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which is also I was also afraid of come unto me. For I was not," verse 26, "so I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet troubled." NLT version says, "I have no peace, no quietness, I have no rest, only trouble comes." So we know he's been constantly attacked. And at the end of the attack, he felt a bit empty. He felt unsafe. He just felt like he was a sitting duck. And some of us are just like that. God begins to move in our lives. Sometimes it doesn't look like the movement of God. But that's where we trust him. And be careful what you fear. Because if you fear the wrong thing, and as you fear things, those things are like magnets towards you. This, he said, the thing he greatly feared the most, the thing that he never wanted to deal with, was loss and not having. And it happened. So sometimes our fears are like the magnet that draws some bad situations in our lives. We're looking at other people, but sometimes our own faith, it doesn't. Oh, man, glory to God. So, amen. All right, the last part of that verse is, "Neither was I quiet, yet I have no rest, only trouble came." So even though you didn't ask for it, even though you didn't sign up for it, according, you know, as far as physically sign up for it, but guess accepting the Lord, there's going to be changes. And sometimes we have to understand and accept that, that even though we're going through some things, doesn't mean God left you. Listen, go back to the classroom. Anytime there was a test going on, the teacher was silent. Even though he's watching, the teacher was silent. You can't ask the teacher during those times because that's not the appropriate time to ask for answers. Or you might, you know, get see the answers in the time. It may not be the season for that. There's a season for the question. There's a season to ask God, and there's a season to endure. And maybe one of those times that the Lord will allow you to endure, adore it. I mean, as far as endure. So bless the Lord, amen. Your trouble came. So be careful what you fear, or you allow to fear to connect to your life. Because we can miss some a lot of great things in God because we invite extra trouble to our lives.
Amen. We pray that if anyone have any questions or comments at this time, you can definitely come forward. Amen. In the meantime, amen, we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your word. Thank you for what's said and done and even how you move, Lord God. Thank you right now for change happening in Jesus' name. Thank you that no weapon formed against us is prosper. But every time I rise against in judgment, Lord God, you should condemn in Jesus' name. So thank you for your favor in such time as this. Lord God, thank you for your loving kindness, which is better than life. Thank you, Lord God, for not forgetting us. But we truly allow you, Lord, to have your way in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the will of the Father going forward through the Son. You said, David, our sons of God, things are called unto God, are the sons of God. So as we thank you, Lord God, as we embrace your presence, thank you for the results you have us to have in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say amen. So amen. We praise God for each and every one tonight and thank God for the words given. Amen. That's only a part of the introduction. So as we go back to God, our Lord, to go back into it, amen. So let's be confident, let's be full of faith, amen, as he continues to go through and bring us through as we embrace his presence. So glory to God. At this time, amen, there's no one here. No prayer requests, anything. We're going to get ready to go forth. Amen. Father, thank you, Lord God, for what you said and you've done, how you move. Now let the word bring forth bud in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So right now we thank God for each and every one who's here. And you don't have any questions or comments at this time. If you do have some, they may come forth. It's not too late. Amen. And we go from there. Amen. So, amen. 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 So, amen. So, even at this time now, we want to thank God for each and every one. May you have a blessed night and walk in things of God. And we should go forth and do and become who God's called us to be. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Amen.
You have one.
Oh, you have one? Okay. Praise God.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Come on, call. Amen. We have, come on.
234.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. How can we help you?
Oh, they drop. They drop.
Okay. Okay.
I think it was a child.
Yes. Well, no problem. Amen.
Bless her heart.
Amen. Truly, praise God. Well, okay. There's no one else. We're going to go ahead and release the line. But we thank God for joining us this week. And we'll be back on next week. And God, everything goes well. And the Lord says so. We'll definitely be back next week and go on part two of this. Amen. Was only able to get an introduction a little bit. But we thank God for your new beginning now. Amen. This is the time and season that we prepare ourselves for our new beginning and embrace it. But not just waiting for January 1st, but embrace it now. Amen. Let's start now. Change. Do what it's going to take for us to be effective for the kingdom and really go forth in God. Don't be afraid of change.
Oh, they're bad. They're back.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Let me pick up a lie. You lied. Hello?
Can you pray for me and my family because my dad passed away a few months ago and I really don't feel like, I shouldn't really talk to God because he's the one that took my dad away from me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, okay, great. I'm glad you should. First of all, thank you for calling in, okay? And thank you for sharing your heart. I'm glad that you said exactly what you said. So you feel that God took your father away from you. That's how you feel?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say this. Okay. God is the one that gives life.
He's not the one to take. Now, this is what happens. There's an enemy that we have, that we deal with. He's the devil, okay? The devil, he loves taking lives. And the thing is this, God didn't take his life, your father's life, but he allowed some things to happen. So God didn't do it, but he may have allowed it, but it wasn't from him. And I want you to understand this too, that there's things that you may follow in life, but some things that we don't know what daddy could have said before things actually happened. You know, there's some conversations or talk that your daddy could have had with God or just said before things actually happened. But I want you to understand, God is not the enemy. He is not, you know, just because some things happen, he may allow some things to happen. That doesn't mean that God doesn't love us or certain things, you know, he's not for you. But the enemy is the one who takes lives. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes that you have life and that life more abundantly. So just know that God is not the one who's trying to, or Jesus is not the one who took him, but the enemy did, the enemy. So I want you to understand that. But now, because think about it, if we're going to pray, I want you to understand, I don't want you to be mad at God, but then you want God to bless you, to help you in the situation. If we want God, we want you to be on the right page with God, so when you pray, God can move for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't think that God is against you or God wants to take everyone who cares about you away in your life. No, that's not God. God is love. Amen. So, well, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for helping your daughter right now. And we thank you for helping her to see and understand that you are love. You are here that we live and not die. But, Lord, we understand there's some natural things that can happen. There's some things that happen that's out of our control. But, Lord, because of our choices, sometimes some things happen as a result. But, Lord, we trust you. We lean and depend on you. Thank you for helping this family, even when it comes to the loss, that they shall be strengthened. Help them, Lord God, to deal one day at a time. Help them to heal their hearts where they're broken, where they're hurting and missing their father. Thank you for healing them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for giving them peace that passes our understanding. Help them to deal with it, Lord. Help them to talk about it, to express. And, Lord, help the right one with the answer to speak forth, to give them clarity. So, Lord, we thank you right now for tonight. As we share with her, Lord God, the pages of life, thank you that she will have the results that you would desire for her to have. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for blessing her life. You love her. Matter of fact, you love her the same way her father loved her as well. And so, Lord, we thank you. Because of that, you're faithful to your word. So, Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for keeping them together, for making provision, for causing them to be able to help one another as they work together in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you feel a little better tonight?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. So remember, you've heard of Abraham before?
Abraham. Yeah.
Okay, Abraham, because Abraham took the time to believe what God said, Abraham became a friend of God. So since you now believe what God is saying, let God become your friend, okay?
Okay.
He's there. Okay. God bless you, daughter. Have a nice night, okay? Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Amen. All the warm fuzzies going on. I love you. Amen. Hey. Praise God. Yeah. Amen.
Did you know This is Anthony, Michelle's daughter.
Yes, because you sound like your mama.
I don't sound like my mom.
Yes, you do. You sound like a younger version of your mama. You know. yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for prayer.
Yes, you are.
Can everybody say, I'll make everybody lie and let them see a lover. Okay.
Amen.
Everybody going live.
Okay,
you
everybody, amen.
In the name of
amen.
Jesus.
Everyone who wants to say I love you, you can say I love you. If there's anyone on who wants to.
Everybody live.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I can't even get on.
All right. Amen.
You're on.
Yeah, you're on.
You on. Everybody that called in is on.
Amen. Is there anyone else who have any prayer requests? Anything else? You know, once again, whoever wanted to say I love you to, you know, to little Michelle, we can. Amen. We could.
I love you, baby. God bless you.
God bless you too.
All right. Well, amen. Well, we thank the Lord for each and every one for being on tonight. And we pray that the call was a blessing to you. Pray that you receive and pray that you have answers. Amen. God, oh God, begin to do some things that's going to bring forth answers. Meet you right where you are. So remember, you're a new beginning now. Let's not wait for January to begin our new start. Let's start now. Amen. The sooner we start, the more momentum we come into when we cross over to the new year, we'll be already in motion going forward and not looking back. So remember, don't be like Lot's wife and look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Amen. Just continue to look forward. Amen. All right. God bless you all tonight. And thank you. And we'll see you all back on next week. God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Bless you.
Good night.
Good night.